Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to a special edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. We air Wednesdays during the noon report and tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Chris Anderson. And Chris, it's been a little while amidst a worldwide pandemic going on.
You're right. It has been a while. And I'll tell you what, I think we're all still spinning from this, trying to figure out what's going on and if we're going to get back to what we're a little bit more familiar with, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, you and I were able to catch up this past week, and when we were talking, you mentioned your concerns with the term new normal. We're hearing this all over the place now.
Yeah.
Can you explain this?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea when we call this a new normal, that we're experiencing some sort of like a permanent shift here. I mean, that term implies that, again, we just have to get used to living in this state of pause where businesses are going to remain closed, particularly small businesses. And the reality is we got to look at how we're going to be moving forward through all of this. And while I realize we may need to take extra precautions as we approach flu and cold season in the future, I don't think there's anyone that says that staying locked up in our homes, keeping our businesses closed is somehow any sort of a beneficial state on many levels, that's for sure. And I think it's in people's best interest to view this realistically. It's a temporary situation that will have some future ramifications. But, you know, I think folks on both sides of the political aisle don't want to see this continue as any sort of a normal.
What kind of impact is this having on people in your work as a counselor?
You know, Brandon, I do a lot of work with college students, as you know, and they've been impacted quite a bit in terms of having to shift entirely to an online learning platform. Particularly this year's high school and college graduates, they've either had to postpone their graduation ceremonies or even move them online. We've seen that, I know, with Houghton College had an online ceremony, as had some of these other colleges here locally. But, you know, I've had some seniors tell me that they were disappointed that they couldn't engage in some of the more cherished, we'll call them springtime activities that seniors often participate in, such as senior weeks or spring weekends, that are normally full of outdoor activities or games, that almost like a pre-graduation celebration for folks who've made it to the end in their college years. But, you know, overall, Brandon, there's been mixed reactions in my experience in working with people as a counselor from different perspectives that has allowed them to weather the storm constructively. Others, unfortunately, have focused much more on the lockdown circumstances and are having difficulty not looking at it as that new normal, which I, again, want people to try to stay away from using that term. But, you know, in most cases, during my conversations with clients, there's been some sort of an element in the conversation recently here, obviously, since all this started, that has, in an attempt to try to get them to look at it constructively, and especially when possible, but how are they including God during this time? Are they using this time constructively and increasing their faith?
Let's expand a bit more on that positive attitude, because I think that's just so important. So how can this situation help us to become more resilient?
You know, as we look back over the past several generations, you and I were talking about the greatest generation. That's a term that has been used for our grandparents, or now in many cases, great-grandparents' generations. So the reality is, why that term? What's this greatest generation term all about? And I think it's at least partly because of the resilience that that generation had in them. My grandparents were born at the tail end of World War I, endured the difficulties of the Great Depression, and then, of course, World War II came along, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, not to mention the constant threat of nuclear engagements between the United States and the Soviet Union during the Cold War were at their peak during the 70s and 80s. But yet, that generation was very resilient, resilient meaning they can withstand challenges and trials. So they were also a generation that had a very strong faith in God. So the following generation, the baby boom generation, during that generation, we saw a significant reduction in people's faith in God. We saw the rise of what we're seeing today, which is a demanding of our right to define our own reality, our own truth on a number of levels. And of course, this has led to a significant reduction in our ability to be resilient and come out stronger during times of trials and testing. So I think the lesson to be learned in all this, first and foremost, is to look at our own lives, repent of sin where needed, allow God to be on the throne of our lives once again. And then, as the Bible teaches, we need to allow trials and testing to refine our faith, make us stronger during this time. And once again, we need to place value, again, on learning history accurately, historical fact reporting, and instruction in our history classes once again as well. And we need to resolve not to allow idolatry to return, whereas I believe this COVID lockdown has caused us to see the idols as a whole in our society.
You've been listening to a special edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Chris Anderson.